your mission here on earth, and I know you're right.
Thank you.
will cover you with his feathers, and under his wings you will find refuge. His faithfulness will be your shield and rampart. You will not fear the terror of night, nor the arrow that flies by day, nor the pestilence that stalks in the darkness, nor the plague that destroys at midday. 1,000 may fall at your side, 10,000 at your right hand, but it will not come near you. You will only observe with your eyes and see the punishment of the wicked. If you make the Most High your dwelling, even the Lord, who is my refuge, then no harm will befall you, no disaster will come near your tent, for he will command his angels concerning you to guard you in all your ways. They will lift you up in their hands so that you will not strike your foot against a stone. You will tread upon the lion and the cobra. You will trample the great lion and the serpent. Because he loves me, says the Lord, I will rescue him. I will protect him, for he acknowledges my name. He will call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation.
Have you ever heard the phrase, absence makes the heart grow fonder?
Amen.
I don't think that was David's intent, but we sure do miss him when he's not here. I do want to say this. I am so overwhelmingly blessed today to think about being a member and a participant in a church where when you find out early on a Sunday morning that your pastor's not going to be here, that everybody just sort of jumps in and does what needs to be done, and that the idea of having worship isn't tied to a person other than the personage of Christ, that we're able to worship regardless. And that's what we're here for. And I really want to thank Gay for having the spirit of being willing to just do whatever it takes to get it done. And she probably wouldn't tell you that she's nervous, or you know, but there's no sense in being, because all you're doing is what God asks us to do. You do what you can when you can. And I think everybody needs to thank her and our musicians, you know, for Mark and for Bert and for others, for just pitching in and doing what you can. Anyone else that stood up and we're a community believer. So give Gay a hug if COVID allows on the way out.
bring your all in the midst of the storm. That's how he knew. Oh, let me start that sentence again. It can feel impossible to trust God when you're in the midst of the storm that he knew was coming, but did nothing to save us from it. But it was so hard to see at that moment. From our perspective, is why we had to endure the storm. Trust me. I've been through many storms in my life. And I spent many a night sobbing in my pillow, asking God, why? I can tell you without a doubt, no shadow, there's always, always a reason. We might not see it then, but later on we will see why. Some of the biggest storms I've experienced have become platforms for God to show up big, all poured out of his grace, his mercy, and love into the life of another storm, battered soul. Sometimes we have to go through the storm so that it strips away everything that we're relying on, that we can meet the one who God is in the storm. Even knowing that he is God in the storm isn't always enough in the face of the storm. So we find our doubts creeping in. How do you trust God in a storm? Pour your heart out to your Heavenly Father. He already knows what you're feeling, what you're thinking. So pour it out to him. It's okay to be angry, to be hurt, to ask questions, as long as these things don't sprout into roots of bitterness that will keep you from God. Remember that God hears and answers every prayer, not on our timetable, but his. And that's not always the answer we want to hear. Surrender it to God. The storm we face are far too heavy and large for us to deal with our own, but we are never meant to. Take the burden and lay it at God's feet. Focus on God and that his plan is perfect and the end meant for our good, even when it doesn't feel like it now. Act as if you do, even if you don't feel it. Even when you have questions, continue to pray, to seek him, to spend quiet moments in your Bible. Get connected in a church. Allow him to fill you in these moments. Here are a few of my favorite Bible verses about faith and hard times to help you get through the storm. Try using these prayers. Place your name in each one of them and let it minister to your soul as you remember God is in the storm. The first scripture is Isaiah 43:2. When you go through deep waters, I will be with you. Psalm 37:5. Commit your way to the Lord. Trust in him. He will act. Isaiah 66:9. I will not cause pain without allowing something new to be born, says the Lord. And as Erling read in Psalm 91:4, he will cover you with his feathers, and under his wings you will find refuge. His faithfulness will be your shield and rampart. And Psalm 62:1-2, my soul finds rest in God alone. My salvation comes from him. He alone is my rock and my salvation. And the last one, Jeremiah 29:11, which David just preached on not too long ago. For I know the plans I have for you, plans to prosper you and not harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. When we're going through the storms, it can be hard to cling to all those promises we've learned throughout the good days. But often the storm is used to compound what we've learned when everything was going just right. The truth is, we need the storm. you are always with us. You tell us not to fear, and you draw us close into your presence. You're the only place we find refuge in the storm that surrounds us right now, Lord. You're the only place we can find peace and strength. So we ask you for your words of truth and power to strengthen us in our inner being and our life of our hearts to you. Thank you for your goodness. Thank you for what you know, the ways we take you and you have planned. We look to you today, our Lord and Savior. It's your face we see. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. As we come to our time of closing, you know what to do. If God has led you to rededicate your life or just come down and pray, the altar is always open. We're going to